Bill, first of all, just tell me your name and what you do with your company.
Yeah, my name is Bill Wiffles, and I'm the president and co-owner of Wiffles Hybrids, along with my brother. And we're here at the Farm Progress Show today to build the brand a bit and to kind of explain to people that are interested to stop in and see with us about who we are.
Well, it looks like it's called Wiffle-mania, and that's what it says outside. What exactly is Wiffle-mania?
Well, it's kind of just a fun get-together with anybody that is coming through touring the show here today, and it's kind of really family-oriented, which kind of relates to our business. We're a privately held, family-owned seed company, and so it kind of draws folks in. We've got a fish tank out front where people have the ability to earn some prizes by catching fish. And on a hot day like today, being around the water is not a bad thing. Plus, we've just got a lot of informational booths inside the facilities here, along with we've even had a speaker, Gary Niemeyer from the National Corn Growers Board, speak on the future opportunities of growing corn in the U.S.
Well, and I'm assuming that Wiffles is a very much a part of that future, especially looking at corn. What is it that Wiffles is bringing to the marketplace for farmers, especially who are here at Farm Progress Show?
This is a really exciting time if you think about the things that have changed here in the last 12 to 18 months. The price of corn, it's no longer $2, hits that $3 and even $4 plus area. The growth in ethanol. And the future growth in ethanol because of the demand for energy, and it takes corn to do all those things. And the backside of that, we are a seed company that is located in Illinois and markets in Illinois and Iowa. And, you know, the demand for seed, naturally, with increase in corn acres is certainly very, very exciting. A lot of the hybrids that are new. We've got a proprietary development program of Corn Breeders Organization. We're bringing some new genetics with many different sources of traits from YieldGuard to Herculex and even AgriSure in our germplasm. And so we're giving growers choices to choose in many maturities and many different forms of insect protection. So it's truly an exciting time to be involved in agriculture.
Well, this ethanol boom has affected a lot of people's businesses, and certainly if you're in the seed business, I imagine it has. And isn't it interesting that we've had this growth in the demand for corn at a time when there's a lot of new technology coming to the marketplace to grow corn?
Yes, it is. And I think that because of that demand, acreage has increased, and I think where production of corn, those acres where you can get the highest yield return per acre, corn's going to stay. More continuous corn, and I think that bodes well not only for the corn growers, but the communities and the businesses that are in those areas. And certainly that bodes well for the Midwest and the businesses that are associated with that. It's an exciting time.
Well, you said it is a family affair here, and it sure is, and especially with the fishing pond. But what kind of, or what would be some of the things you're most often asked out here at the show? What are your customers really wanting to know the most right now?
Well, probably who is Wiffles for some people that are coming from a long ways away, and for others, there's probably... when they see my name tag, sometimes an amazement, how long will it be before you sell out? And so, you know, that's not in our game plan. It hasn't been ever. And, you know, I think it comes back to a passion that my brother and I have. And it's known certainly by customers, dealers, and employees that we're intending for a long time to stay in this seed business. And so we certainly have to be competitive. We have to make sure that we manage the business appropriate and that we really look into the future for succession planning in a sense. And that's important even at the farm gate. You know, a farmer that is, you know, you're certainly well aware that a lot of farmers are getting to the age of retirement, and oftentimes they need to think about how are they going to pass this on to the next generation. And so that happens at a seed business, too. Some it doesn't happen at. And my father, for as an example, when I was very young, he died, but I think back about how well he and Mom really did that. And I think that's what Bob and I have been working on for some time, and have intentions of passing that on to another generation.
Well, wonderful. We certainly hope that that works out well. It looks like you mentioned the branding and kind of getting the name out there. You're putting a little more emphasis in trying to grow that brand, it appears.
Yes, very true. Oftentimes, a family-owned business, I certainly and didn't have an upbringing in marketing. And so, like anything else in our business, we search the market area for people that are professional in that area. And so we've gotten a lot of assistance recently in working with people that not only internally but also externally that are helping us build the brand. And, people buy Pepsi for a reason, and we hope that we can build Wiffles into a common name in the area which we choose to focus on. And being involved at the Farm Progress Show is one of those places where you got to set your stake, and we're pretty committed to doing that in the future.
Well, thank you very much. That's Bill Wiffles with Wiffle Mania taking place here at the Wiffle Hybrids booth at Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.